Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be with you today here at A Little Grace to Grow podcast. I started last week a lesson or devotion on a Christmas theme, and I want to stick with that through the month of December. So let me go ahead and read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Very familiar scripture. Verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." A number of years ago, I like reading marquee quotes, and some of them are actually very thought-provoking. They are a sermon in a sentence. And on this particular marquee, I read a sermon in a sentence, and I've never forgot it. And it was during the Christmas holidays. Here it is. "Are you with the in crowd or the stable few? Are you with the in crowd or the stable few?" Now that's a powerful statement there. As we look at the text, I understand they're using a little spin on words there when it comes to the in crowd, but on the same token, it does make sense. Because there are two groups of people brought together here in verse 7. There are those who were in the manger or the stable, and there are those who were in the inn. That is the groups of people that are mentioned in verse 7. Now let's consider these two groups of people. The inn crowd. Now they're comfortable. I mean, they were able to afford a room from the innkeeper. Certainly if Mary and Joseph had the right amount of money, they could have got a room, because we know everything has a price. The in crowd did not want the inconvenience of another couple when the place was full already. The in crowd did not, their hearts were a little calloused. As you consider this poor young couple with a baby, the in crowd just did not want to deal with the discomfort of allowing this couple in. That's a tragedy. Here this poor couple had traveled far to pay their taxes, and they were now having a child. How could anybody turn them away? That's kind of mind-boggling. But it does reveal the hardness of hearts. You might say that that's not my crowd. I'd never be part of the in crowd. But you know, I think we need to think about this a little bit deeper. Have you ever felt inconvenienced about coming to church or church attendance? Do you feel inconvenienced about Bible reading and prayer? Do you feel inconvenienced about witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you feel inconvenienced about giving? See, the answer to these questions will tell you a lot about yourself and which crowd you may have been in here in verse 7 of chapter 2 in Luke. Now, the stable few, who are they? They're the ones who gathered where baby Jesus was. They would never be part of the in crowd, but they would stand fast for Jesus in good weather or bad. They would become noble in character and virtue because of their association with Christ. The angelic host would not point the shepherds to the inn, but rather to the stable. It was the stable that men would find true security. It was the stable few that identified themselves with God. Though they did not possess earth's wealth, they possessed all of heaven's riches when they took Jesus. You see, the in crowd had what they needed from the world, but they would miss what they needed for their souls. They would never know real love until they got to know Christ. It won't be the popular decision to join the stable few, but it will be the best decision you ever made. You know, as we read this, we don't read about the names of the people in the in crowd. They are just a generalized group that has been infamously recorded in the scriptures. And yet everybody that came to the stable, we know who they were. We know that there were shepherds. We know that Joseph and Mary was there. And we find the effect. They were so filled with love and joy and purpose, they couldn't help but tell others about what Christ has done. So once again, I close. Are you with the in crowd or the stable few? Well, Lord willing, you'll be at church this week with the in crowd. God bless you. Have a great day.